The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Matt Bevin, the new governor of Kentucky, kicked off his administration in a very refreshing way. A church service, initially planned for the Buck Run Baptist Church, had to be moved to the Frankfort Convention Center because of the size of the crowd. In that meeting, several Bible-believing pastors spoke and led in prayers for the new governor, his family, and his administration. Herschel York, pastor at Buck Run, stated that Bevin is, quote, the governor of people of all faiths, or no faith. But he is unquestionably, York said, openly, confessionally, a man of deep faith, specifically a faith in Jesus Christ. To have Jesus' name openly acknowledged and owned by a governor in these United States is wonderfully refreshing. Bevin's pastor emeritus, Bob Russell, stated, I want us to pray that God would grant him wisdom every day to make daily choices from the vantage point of God. Russell said the wisdom Bevin needs to lead Kentucky comes from meditating on God's Word, drawing from experience, choosing wise counsel, and relying on prayer. May Kentucky believers especially, but Christians from all over the nation, pray for God to give our new governor great wisdom and moral courage to do what biblical wisdom dictates to him. To show that God's way works in this present world would be a testimony to God Himself in a day of great Antichrist rhetoric. I believe this is one of the things the Lord wants to do in this present day, when so many people have given up on the hope that our culture can be taken back from the hand of Satan. Light is so much greater than darkness. It was Jesus who taught us that. He stated, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Darkness can never overcome the light if the light is allowed to shine. To be sure, there are dark forces that will try to trick Matt Bevin and his administrative team into failure, just so they can loudly proclaim that the Bible doesn't work in the everyday world. This is where you and I have a call from God to pray earnestly and often for this new administration in Kentucky. There's much more at stake here than just the welfare of Kentucky. This is a drawn battle line. If Jesus gets to reveal a lot of His way here, it brings hope to all America that there is light that can bring us out of the moral and administrative darkness which our governments have been surrendering to for decades. This is not to say that there aren't other notable governors in this land who are willing to stand for the truth of the Scriptures. Texas, South Carolina, and Louisiana seem to me, for what I know of them, to have such governors. Perhaps there are others. My point is that we need to pray for them so that they stay true to their profession of Christ, both morally and administratively. This means we pray for their protection from Satan's attacks, personally and in their administrations. By God's protection, His light can have a chance to reveal itself in these administrations. His order brings peace, and peace brings hope to others who are trapped in the disorder. From the Pilgrims right on through the writing of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, it was a deep-seated belief that the Bible worked in this present world which allowed our forefathers to create and maintain the greatest nation in world history. Let us heed God's admonition through Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Let us work to place people in government who will work to return to the old paths when our governments were much more biblically based. Shouldn't we earnestly pray for Matt Bevin's new administration and other governors who are trying to implement biblical principles in their administrations? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.